Thirdly, the doctor says that tingling and numbness in the arms and legs, more often than not, is triggered by the breathing pattern than it is a heart problem. 4, muscular cramps in the neck and shoulders. 5, you got gas, you got stomach upset, you got heartburn. A big place is not having any oxygen. The way you breathe. Feelings of unreality or hallucinations, panic attacks. When someone has a panic attack, watch them. They're not breathing diaphragmically. They got a little tight breathing up here. They don't get enough oxygen. And nightmares and night sweats are also affected by this. Turn the page if you would. The richest blood flow is in the lower lungs. The richest blood flow is in the lower lungs. Because we don't adequately ventilate ourselves with air and oxygen, we don't have enough energy. So as simplistic as this sounds, what we want to do is learn how to breathe more effectively. So there's a ratio of breath I want you to use. It's going to be the first gift you're going to give yourself daily. And you're going to do this 3 times a day. You're going to take in deep diaphragmic breaths in the following ratio in the notes there. You're going to do 10 of these breaths 3 times a day. You're going to inhale by the ratio of 1. So for example, you might inhale 10. You're going to hold the breath for 4 times whatever you inhale. So if it was 10, you'd hold for 40. And you're gonna exhale for 2, which is 20. Now, why are we doing this? You're concerned about your immune system? Let me give you the most important information about your immune system that you can know. And what's great about it is it's so simple. There have been a whole series of researchers, lymphologists, who've studied the lymph system. Now again, what does the lymph system do? It is the sewage system of the body. The way in which your body stays healthy is as these cells throw out their waste, the lymph system circulates, takes it out, and eliminates it. There's a slight problem with the lymph system. You got 4 times more lymph than you have blood, but there's no pump for the lymph system. In other words, your blood has the heart. There is no pump. The only way that lymph moves is by your physical movement, like exercise, or deep diaphragmic breaths. It's the only way it moves. In fact, there are a group of Indians, American Indians, that when they're older and they feel like they're being feeling like they're draining the tribe of its energy, or they feel like their waste, their life is over, their tradition is to go and tie their hands above a tree by themselves and go to sleep. And guess what happens? They die between 24 and 48 hours. Because what happens is all the lymph can't circulate because there's no movement. There's very, very shallow breathing, extremely shallow. You usually go to sleep during that time. And what happens is all this poison, just remember I said 7 billion liver cells, 7 billion liver cells, 7 billion liver cells. Well, all that stuff just starts to build up until the biochemistry, the blood that your cells are surrounded with, becomes so polluted that the bioelectrical energy gets broken, the pattern gets broken. Cells shut off and they die of their own toxicity, their own ways. That's how they kill themselves. So what Dr. Jack Shields, a lymphologist from Santa Barbara, did is he went out and he put cameras inside the bodies of people as they did various things to see what would stimulate the most cleansing. What Dr. Jack Shields did is had people yelling, arguing, talking quietly, running, exercising. And what Dr. Jack Shields found was that a deep diaphragmic breath, you could literally see in this camera work, sucked the lymph up into what's called the thoracic duct, and it stimulated the lymph flow in your body. In other words, the cleansing of your bloodstream by as much as 10 times what happens to normally during normal sitting around, moving around activity. 10 times. It was the equivalent of metaphorically taking a vacuum cleaner to your bloodstream and sucking all the poison out. That's the power of a deep diaphragmic breath. Now, why do we have this ratio of 1-4-2? Because you want to pull the breath in, you want to hold it, and as you keep the breath in, it makes the body really accept it. It really pushes the oxygen, you really oxygenate. And why are you double the exhale what you inhale? Because you want to make sure you what? One of the ways to get rid of waste is by exhaling. You want to make sure you get all the toxicity out. So this is a major stimulating breath. Now, if you do this, as simplistic as this sounds, this is like the number one gift you can give yourself. I promise you, I'm going to ask you to do these gifts I'm giving you for 10 days as a minimum, 30 days minimum as ideal. But a minimum 10 days. And you don't tell me if you don't feel a huge change in your energy, not only energy, but how good you feel, because all of a sudden your lymph is being cleansed constantly. Step number 2. We said, how long can you go without food? How long? Months. How long without air? How long without water? Yes. So if we thought about it and we wanted to be smart, we'd say the second gift you got to give yourself is the gift of living waters and live foods. Live. I'll give you a little phrase. You want to be alive? Eat live foods. Not a bad approach to it, right? That's how it works. Now, let me give you a good example of this first. Tell me something. Let's you and I, again, step into my common sense corner over here. Common sense. Forget everything else we've been taught. Let's just use common sense. 80%, 75 to 80% of the Earth's surface, let's say 70, be conservative, 70% of the Earth's surface is covered with what? 75 to 80% of your body is made up of what? What do you think a large percentage of your diet should contain? Water. And I don't just mean drinking water, although you must drink. I'm also talking about natural waters that have vitamins and minerals in them that can only be found in live foods. It's really simple. You want to be alive, you got to eat live foods. You see anybody who's got a lot of energy, focus, I guarantee you they're not living a devitalized life. You can't take these dead substances without your body using an immense amount of energy to convert it and reconvert it. It takes a lot less energy when it's already alive. Body can just use it immediately. Plus, it's more cleansing to the system. Some things are very clogging. So I want you to take a little test with me, if you would. There in your notes, on page 23, what I want you to do is I want you to write down everything that's passed your lips, and I don't want to use the last 24 hours, because the last 24 hours, in fact, the last 3 days, probably is not a good example of what normally passes your lips, because most of you have a lot more passing your lips in a day-to-day process. So how many of you can remember last Thursday? How many can remember last Thursday where you were, what you were doing on that day? It was the day before the seminar. How many can remember that? Great. Here's what I want you to do. Write down everything that passed your lips during that 24-hour period of time. Everything. Everything. That includes, for example, anything you drank. That includes anything you ate. Includes snacks. That includes any drugs you're taking that the doctor prescribes, or drugs you're taking that no one prescribes. Okay? Keep writing.